Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Patuloy ang ating pakikipanayam sa Greens Councillor na si Jonathan Shree tungkol sa mga lugar tulad ng South Brisbane at West End na siya niyang kinakatawan. Ang mga ito ay itinuturing na lugar na pinagsimulan ng malawakang development at construction sa Brisbane. Hindi maikakaila sa kanya ang pagkadismaya at pagkabigo sa kalagayan ng kanyang distrito at ang walang tigil na development ng mga high-rise apartments dito. Noong Nobyembre na nakaraang taon ay inaprubahan ng Deputy Premier na si Jackie Trad ang kontrobersyal ng planong pagpapatayo ng West Village sa West End na nagkakahalagang 800 milyong dolyar. Ito ay sa kabila ng labis na pagtutol ng mga lokal na residente sa proyekto. Sa ating panayam ngayon kay Councillor Shree, sinabi niya na ang malaking pag-asa ng gobyerno sa pribadong sektor upang makapaghatid ng abot-kayang pabahay ay isang depektibong estratehiya at hindi nakatulong na malutas ang krisis sa pabahay sa Brisbane.
We've seen tens of thousands of apartments built in the inner city in recent years, but it hasn't really made a difference. Relying on the private sector to deliver affordable housing has clearly failed. We're actually seeing older properties, share houses, boarding houses, medium density, older apartments and units and flats are being knocked down to make way for the high rises. So not only are the high rises particularly expensive, but they're also replacing affordable housing, and that's what's contributing to more people becoming homeless or insecure in the inner city.
Ayon kay Daniel Argent, isang ahente ng real estate sa Brisbane, ang halaga ng pabahay ay maaaring may epekto sa kawalan ng tirahan, ngunit naniniwala siya na hindi ito ang pangunahing dahilan. Ibinahagi niya ang kanyang karanasan sa isang pagpupulong kasama ang ilang mga taga-Brisbane na kasalukuyang walang opisyal na tirahan.
The cost of home ownership, I'm not sure what the impact that has on homelessness. I suspect there is some. I'm not sure what it is. I mean, circumstance causes so much. A lady spoke that she was in a violent relationship, and so, you know, her only options were to stay or go, and she went. But she had no support. She had no family, and so she became homeless. And so being homeless was just a better option than remaining in a violent relationship.
Hindi pa nailalabas ng Australian Bureau of Statistics ang opisyal na bilang ng mga taong walang tirahan sa Brisbane. Tinatayang may lalabas ito sa darating na taon. Ngunit ayon kay Jonathan Shree, batay sa mga estatistika na suportado ng MICA Project, isang hindi para sa kita o not-for-profit na organisasyong may layuning puksain ang kahirapan sa Queensland, kasalukuyang may 20,000 individual ang walang tirahan sa Brisbane. Marami ang nagsasabing imposibleng makuha ang tumpak na data sa kawalan ng bahay dahil may mga tao na nais na magtago sa kung anumang dahilan.
It's really hard to define exactly how many people are homeless, and it often depends what your definition is. Homelessness isn't just about the people who are currently sleeping rough on the street. There are many more people sleeping in their cars, sleeping on couches in friends' houses. That much larger population of homeless people is not readily visible to the public. But we don't see all those people who have had family breakdown issues, or they've lost their job and they've fallen behind, and they end up depending on friends and family in the short term. But in the long term, those relationships get strained and those people do end up in pretty dire circumstances.
Si Salome Swan ay isang multicultural community development worker para sa Anglicare. Malaking bahagi ng kanyang trabaho ang pagtulong sa mga bagong migranteng pamilya upang lubos na makilala ang kultura ng Australia at maging ganap na miyembro ng lipunan. Sang-ayon siya na may iba't ibang dahilan ng kawalan ng tirahan. Halimbawa na lamang ay ang kwento ng ilang pamilya mula sa isla ng Pasipiko o Pacific Islanders.
A lot of my interest work is with the Pacific people, and the New Zealand issue where they don't get the Centrelink payments, like since the ones who arrived in Australia since 2001, they are not entitled to get Centrelink payments as they used to do before when there was that mutual agreement. So it changed in 2001, and that's when we see a lot of homeless people, young people now. They're sometimes when the families cannot find work, the parents go back to New Zealand where they know that they've got the system there and they can find work and they can be in the Centrelink system. The children who have probably been brought up here, they don't want to go back. And then sometimes they cannot live with their family or it doesn't work out with their extended family. So, and that's the one we have found are living out in the streets. I think in the Pacific Island communities, a lot of people, because their houses are so crowded with people, young people are sort of just don't want to be in that. So they would rather go out and couch surf with friends. And that is the beginning of how they become homeless.
Kamakailan lamang ay inihayag ng pamahalaan ng Queensland ang bago nitong Southeast Queensland Regional Plan. Ayon sa Brisbane City Council, nakasaad sa plano na kailangan ng Brisbane mapunan ang higit na 180,000 pabahay bago dumating ang taong 2041 para sa mga bagong residente sa Brisbane na maaaring umabot sa mahigit na 380,000 katao.
So the state government has another planning document called the Southeast Queensland Regional Plan, which predicts that each year for the next few years, there'll be around 7,500 new dwellings in Brisbane. So out of those 7,500 dwellings, only 130 are going to be public housing. And so when we've got 29,000 people on the public housing waiting list, we know that that number is going to increase unless we significantly rethink our property market. Particularly in Brisbane, to have so little public housing being constructed actually means that the overall proportion of public housing relative to private housing is going to increase. So they're building a few hundred new dwellings, but at the same time, so many private dwellings are being constructed that the ratio becomes a lot worse.
Sa usapin ng makatarong presyo sa pabahay, may mga tanong kung ano nga ba ang itinuturing na abot-kayang presyo. Sa kasalukuyan ay may mga developer na nakikipagtulungan sa pamahalaan na may layuning magtayo ng abot-kayang mga pabahay na mas mura kaysa sa karaniwang pribadong tirahan. Ngunit ayon kay Consul Sri, ay hindi malinaw ang depenisyon ng abot-kayang tirahan at kadalasan ay hindi tugma ito sa kinikita ng mga taong tunay na nangangailangan nito.
The other sort of focus we've seen a little bit is around public-private partnerships where a community housing organization or another company or a developer will sort of partner with the government to deliver properties that are seen as being a little bit more affordable than the private market. But often the definition of affordability there is 75% of market value. So if apartments are normally rented out in an area for $400 a week, 75% would be $300 a week. So those sorts of affordability definitions aren't necessarily affordable enough. Sure, they're a little bit cheaper, but for someone who's on Centrelink or has just lost their job, it's still too expensive. If we plan it right and we build enough public housing, we can ensure that public housing isn't just for the highest needs, most vulnerable, low-income residents, but that well-designed public housing also becomes desirable for the middle class.
Ngunit ayon kay Salome, hindi lamang ang presyo ng pabahay ang dahilan kung bakit nananatiling malaking isyu ang tirahan. Aniya, ang mga isyong kultural din ay nagpapalawak at nagdidiin sa epekto ng mataas na presyo ng pabahay. Ayon sa kanya, ang karamihan sa mga pamilyang multikultural ay naninirahan sa mga suburb na mula 10 hanggang 25 kilometro ang layo mula sa kalakalang sentral ng Brisbane. Sinabi niya na ang pabahay ay palaging issue sa mga migranteng pamilya.
Housing is always a huge issue with multicultural people, particularly the ones who are coming from Africa where they have huge families. And they would be families of 10 with multi-generational people living in one house. And that has always been an issue since settlement time where the houses are just not built for big families.
Kakatuwang isipin na sa gitna ng pinakamalaking pag-unlad sa dami ng pabahay sa kasaysayan ng Brisbane, mukhang hindi pa din sapat ang pagpipilian para sa mga tunay na nangangailangan. Sa ikatlo at huling bahagi ng espesyal na ulat na ito sa pabahay sa Brisbane, makikilala natin ang bagong modelo sa industrial ang real estate na hindi para sa kita o not for profit. Makakausap natin ang CEO ng Multicultural Development Australia tungkol sa bagong proyektong panlipunan ito o social enterprise. Para sa SBS Filipino, Celeste McIntosh.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.